Praise God, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 7. And let us read verse 7 and 8. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Say, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Amen. Time for prayer. Let us ask the Lord, let us seek him, and let us knock on his door. Let us pray. God, thank you for this day. We thank and we praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. O God, hallowed be thy name. We thank you for all the things that you give us. Let us now open our mouth and give him thanks. Give him thanks for your good health, your good sleep. Still you have food and dress and shelter. Thank him for the things that you have and allot. Give him praise for all the privilege that he gave you. You are far better than millions in this world. Thank you, God, because I come to know you, Lord Jesus. I bless you, I magnify you, I adore you for your great mercy and grace unto me. Thank you, God, for my family. Thank you for my good health. Thank you for your provision in my life. Thank you for the good things that you have given to me. I give you thanks because you are good, not because I am good, but you are good, O Lord. And because you are good, you have bestowed on me a lot of things good. Give him thanks for your job, your visa, your salary, your income, the favor that you have. Lord, remind us to thank you. Lord, make this day beautiful as we continue to give you thanks. Multiply your blessing upon us. Lord, we raise up our hand, we raise up our eyes, and whatever you give us, whatever little things we have, as we give you thanks, we trust that you will multiply it in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. And let's now come to God, confessing our sins, small sins and big sins, whatever sin we have, selfishness, gluttony, greediness, lack of commitment, unwillingness to give up the wrong ways of life. Let us confess these sins before God. Laziness, unwillingness to give up our own plans and wrong desire that against God's will, against God's plans. The thing we know that we need to do but we are not doing, let us ask him forgiveness of these sins. Let us renounce them. Let us renounce worldliness, the love of worldly things, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, thinking about high things, O God, have mercy on us. Have mercy on your church and your people, O God. Holy Spirit, convict us right now to renounce our sin, to give them up, and to surrender our life and our will fully unto you in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on us, O God. You promise and you say, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just, he will forgive you and he will purify you from all unrighteousness. Purify us, O God, from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. We magnify you, we adore you, we give you praise for who you are in our life. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that shed on the cross so that we will have a way. The way is open for us to reach the throne of grace, to ask mercy and grace in time of needs. O God, we are coming to you. We ask our needs. Let us now come to the Lord, asking Him our needs. The Word of God say, this is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that whatever we ask according to His will, He hears us. Let us ask Him things according to His will. Let us ask Him our needs, not our wants. Don't be anxious about anything, but in a prayer, petition, thanksgiving, present your request to God. Small need, big need, physical need, material needs, health needs, family needs. God is here to hear, to listen to our prayer, and He will reward us, and He will give us. Ask, and you will receive. Seek and you will find, knock the door and shall be opened unto you. Lord, we are at your door, we are knocking, we will not move, we will not go to other door. We have no one but you, O God, even we know people, we will not go. O God, we trust you that you will provide, that you will heal, that you will save, you will deliver, you will solve, you will provide, you will strengthen, O God. Hear our prayers. Hear the prayer of your church, your people, their sighing, their pain, their suffering. You know it, O God. Answer them, O God. Let your promises come through in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for our families, our lovely ones, our wives, our husbands, our children, our parents, our brothers and our sisters. Let's pray. For our relative, if you know any needs, you pray for them. Yes, O God, hear our prayer. Hear our prayer for our families, our children, our parents, our wives and husbands. Hear our prayer, Lord, and answer us. Now pray for your family, if they are not in the Lord, your family member, that they don't know Jesus till now, pray for them. Because God's promise is there. If you believe, you and your household shall be saved. Thank you, God. Save my family members, oh God. Remember, oh God, my brothers and sisters. Save them, oh God, save them. The rest of my household, save them to know you, to follow you, God, in the name of Jesus. Pray now, let's pray for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. If you know anyone has a problem, now bring him to the Lord in the prayers. Those who are here and those in other congregations, in other places, remember them now in a prayer and bring them in the hands of the Lord, that their needs shall be met. And they'll be helped by him. Help, O God. Help, Lord, my sister. Help, O God, my brother. Provide, Lord. Provide, heal, strengthen. Solve this problem, O God. Solve it in the name of Jesus. Let's now pray for our countries, the places that we came from. Let's ask the Lord to bring his salvation there. Yes, O God. Salvation to my country, Lord. Peace to my country. Let your gospel be preached, O God. Let your name be glorified there. Make a way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer, God. From where you came, pray for the country that you came from. Pray for the place that you came from, that people will know God. That God will bring peace and his word will be preached. That God will build up that place for his glory alone only. Yes, O God. Hear our prayers for our nations, O God, to know you. Bless them, prosper them for your name's sake, for your name to be glorified. Let's pray now for the place that God had brought us here in UAE and wherever the church has extended, Oman, Kuwait, in the Middle East, in Indonesia, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, America. Let's pray. Let us seek God to bring prosperity to the places that God had placed us in. So that the place will prosper, we too will prosper. Lord, prosper this land that you had placed me in. Prosper the city, the country that you had put me in, the nation that you had placed me in. Give them resources so I'll be blessed. Give them salvation, O God. Give me favor in their eyes in the name of Jesus, so that your church will prosper too. O God, as you have placed us here, give us, when we trusted you, give us all the settlement needed in the name of Jesus. O God, you had went before us And you had placed us here. Wherever you are, God has placed you there for a purpose. Pray for the prosperity of the place that God has placed you in. As the place prosper, as the city prosper, as the country prosper, you too will prosper. Yes, O God. Hear our prayer. Pray now for the church to expand. Pray for yourself to be refilled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Fill me with the gift of the Holy Spirit once again. I long once again to go to the streets and preach your word to the neighborhood. Oh God, give me the gifts that I need. Gift of evangelism. Gift of healing. So that your name will be glorified. Oh Lord, work in me and through me so the message will be run out to the people who are around me, to the people that you have placed me in. Yes, oh God, hear my prayers and hear the prayers of my brothers and sisters who are here and in other places. Oh Lord, that we will serve you wholeheartedly, oh God, that we will do the very things that you want us to do in the name of Jesus. Yes, oh God. I pray more souls to be saved. I pray for more Bible studies to be opened. Melt the heart of the people. Oh God, lead us to the people who are ready. And lead us to the people whom have you revealed yourself. Lead us to the people who have not asked of you. Lead us even to prostitutes, criminals, blasphemers, O God, atheists, whatever people you want us to go. Here we are, Lord, send us to preach your word. In the name of Jesus, and we trust you, when you guide us, you will provide for us. Above all your presence, above all the gifts of the Holy Ghost that we need in our life. O God, we pray. Pray, Lord, I want to serve you. I want to do the work of yours. I want to commit my life unto you. The Lord is here. He will listen to your cry. Hear our prayer. Here am I, Lord, send me. Send me, O God, with your message to speak your word. Thank you, Jesus. Anoint our worship tonight. Anoint our songs. Anoint all the items of our worship today, the giving. The prayers, the message. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. We thank the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 97. Let's stand. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of Iceless, be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. The fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The air saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heaven declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad. And the daughters of Judah, rejoice because of thy holy judgment, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. He that loved the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. Amen. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Amen and amen. Let's be ready to worship the Lord and praise Him for all His goodness. Clap your hands to Him. Continue to praise You and worship You and serve Your God. As we gather in this place, Lord, Holy Spirit, come, refill us and have Your way in our life. Lord, as we lay aside our desires and our wishes and our want, we surrender our life unto You, Lord. Have Your way. Take us. Take us where You want us to move, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Father. Thank You, God. Thank You, Holy Spirit.
God. We welcome you into our life, O God. In the life of your church, O God. We welcome you, Lord. Have your way. Change us. Transform us, O God. Lead us to do the work of God. Lead us in the way of your righteousness. In the name of Jesus. Belong to you the power and the authority. You are the creator of all things. Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you came and you saved us. We magnify your name. We will continue, Lord, to save you.
Yes, O God. You thought of me, O God. You thought to come to save me, O Lord, from my sins. You took me from darkness into the light. You paid the price for me, O God. You were mindful of me, O Lord. I thank you, O God, for your salvation, for your deliverance, for the eternal life that you give us, that the way you open for us to reach heaven through your body that hung on the cross and your blood that shed for our sin. O God, there is no one like you. Here we are, Lord, we come into our life once again to continue, Lord, to serve you, to preach your word, to tell others there is none like you, O God, to tell about your wonders. Refill us, O God, as we praise and worship you with the Holy Ghost, to go and tell your wonders to the lost world, in Jesus' name.
Cause you're God of our life once again. Your healing, oh God. The Lord is here. Invite Him right now into your heart. Oh God, come and touch my heart, Lord.
Yes, oh God, we trust you, Lord. We trust you that you have touched our lives and hearts and minds and the area that we need to surrender fully unto you, oh God. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you, Lord. Oh God, continue to work in us to the rest of our life till you come and you take us. And I pray, O Lord, that you anoint the message, that you will speak to us through your word the things that you want us to do, to correct us, to mold us, to bring fruit that you desire to see in the life of your church and your people, those who are here and those who are in different places. And not the rest of our service, O God. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be lifted up. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us be seated. Let's open our Bible to the book of Malachi, chapter 3, and I will read verse 10 and 11. Our worship will not be complete unless we give to God what is due for Him. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 and 11 say, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And approve me now herewith, say the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. The value of giving tithes is God will open the floodgates of heaven. He will open the windows of heaven. And He will pour out so much blessing in our lives. And in verse 11, more than this, verse 11 says, and I will rebuke the devourer from your sake, for your sake. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. The value of tithing, no one can stop the devourer from coming and causing sicknesses, penalties, fines, fires, destructions, whatever the work of the devil, but only the Lord, He will rebuke the devourer after we bring our tithes and our offerings. Whenever I see in front of me big bills that I need to pay, I say, Lord, rebuke the devourer. And I trust Him that He will not allow Satan will take the blessing that God has sent into my life. And I teach you today to bring your tithes and your offering in full to Him so that He will rebuke the devourers. And even just you commit yourself, Lord, I will obey you. And the Lord, you will see how the Lord will open to you ways for earning, and He will also rebuke the devourer from your life. Let's collect our tithes and our offering and whatever we want to bring to God. Yes, Lord. Yes. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all what you give us. Thank you for all the incomes that we receive from you, our salaries, our storerooms that are filled, O God. Thank you for the spiritual blessings. Thank you for the joy and peace. Thank you for the spiritual fruit that you give us. Thank you for the food. Thank you for all kinds of blessings that we are receiving from you. Whether material, physical, spiritual, we give you thanks and we adore you. And Lord, what we have brought is all what you have given us. I pray, oh God, I pray that whatever was given, give it back to your people 1,000 times. And I pray, oh Lord, rebuke the devourer. Whatever devourer in their life, in our lives, sicknesses, penalties, fines, accidents, mishaps, Lord, you will not allow the fruit to be cast down from the blessing that you had sent to us. Oh Lord, and I pray, use this money, multiply it, let your grace upon it, use it to reach the lost, to support the work of yours, to proclaim your words in the mission field that you had entrusted to your church. Lord, I pray for wisdom upon those who will be going to use this money. You give them wisdom, how to use it, how to allocate it, how to spend it wisely according to your will and your plan. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. We continue today speaking about the sermon of Jesus on the mountain. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Continue today to go through the scriptures. The scriptures will teach us how and the means how to be hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God. And also the scripture will show us what kind of satisfaction and fullness we receive from the Lord as we hunger and thirst for His righteousness. We'll go to the book of Ezekiel chapter 18. Ezekiel chapter 18. And verse 24. Speak about righteousness is that to do what is right. When you speak about this is a righteous man, he is the man who did or he is doing what is right, what is correct, or what is led by God for him to do. Ezekiel 18 verse 24 speak about when the righteous man will fall into sin. But when the righteous man, when the righteous turn away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doth, shall he live all his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned in his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he has sinned, in them shall he die. Now, the righteous man should live away from sin, should live away from doing vile things. But certain time, the righteous man fall into sin or start to do wicked things that he should not do. What he did in the past of the righteous things will not be remembered. The righteous thing that we do cannot cover up the sin that we are doing. So what is the answer? What is the how to be solved? It needs the righteous man to repent. In verse 26 also say the same, when a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and dieth in them, for his iniquity that he had done shall he die. So the wages of sin is death. When we do sin, we do wrong, what we did right before cannot cover up. We need to renounce that sin and stop it, so the Lord will bless us and he will restore us. In the same we found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, and verse 12. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 12. Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of the people, of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sins. What he say here, if the righteous man starts to do sin, what he did righteous will not save him. In the same way, when the wicked man starts to do right, he will be saved because he starts to do right. So the point here, we need to turn back to God when we do sin. When we do sin, does not mean that God wants us to go away. No, God wants us to come back and turn away from our sin. In 1 John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So here's the point. When we confess our sin, he is just. He is not unjust. There is the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross. When we come back to him, we ask him forgiveness and we ask him that we will not do it again, we will renounce that sin. What he say here, he not only forgives, but he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The thing that we have done wrong, Christ Jesus will cleanse us. And that is the privilege that we have in God. When we do wrong, that's not the end. That's still the beginning. We can come back to God, renouncing our sin, confessing them, and he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, so when coming to God, we need to be renewed. We need to be changed. Our sinful nature should be go away. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24, when we come to God, when we are created in the righteousness of God, when we come to the Lord, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. When we renounce our sin and we confess them, we are putting a new man, which is after God. That new man created in righteousness and he created in holiness. That is, when we come to the Lord, we truly need to go away from all the kind of sin that the scriptures teach us. Why we study the scriptures? We will know how God wants us to live our life. What is the righteousness of God? We study the scriptures. And even When you study the scriptures, certain time we may not be even aware that we have been led into the wrong way. That's why God make a way for us that if we confess our sin and we are realizing it, we confess it, we come back to God and we are putting the new man which is created in righteousness and true holiness. Book of James chapter 1. God wants us to live a righteous life. James chapter 1 and verse 20. Speaking here about the anger of man, when we are angry. Sometimes we are angry and the anger is controlling us. James chapter 1 verse 20 says, "For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." Anger is one of the sins. But the Bible does not speak that when you are angry you are sinning. No. The Bible speaks that when you are angry you don't sin. It is a feeling. There was something that happened wrong. But if you allow that anger to control you, to cause you to react, to cause you to hate, to cause you to revenge, to cause you to speak bad things or wrong things, that is bringing you into sin. In the book of Psalm, chapter 4, about anger, that's written by David. Psalm 4, verse 4 and 5. When you are angry, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed. And be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Now when you are angry, sometimes we start to think wrong, sometimes we start to speak wrong, and sometimes we start to pray wrong. He say, offer the sacrifices of righteousness. That's where here the... When we are angry, we should have self-control on our minds, our tongues, and allow the Holy Spirit to control us. Now I am aware that is something it is difficult to do certain time. But with the training, we would do it. Because if we allow anger to control us, anger does not bring the righteous life that God desired. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, 26, book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 26, what he say here? Be angry and sin not. He say, okay, you be angry, but don't sin. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. He say that if you get angry, don't let that anger cause you to sin or shoot somebody or kill somebody. He say, also, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Before the sunset, before you sleep, because sunset is time for sleeping, take dinner and sleep. Before you sleep, you have to settle it. You have to already decide what you need to do. You go to the scriptures and you see what the right things that God wants us to do. That's where here's the point of controlling our anger. I'm speaking different scriptures to find out from the scriptures what God wants us to do, the right things. And I believe that these scriptures is anointed by the Holy Spirit to help us to know God's will so that we will live. We will hunger and thirst for righteousness and we shall be filled. How many of you today want to be filled with the good things of God? How many of you today want to be satisfied with the good things of God? We need to hunger for that and thirst for the righteousness of God so He will fill us and He will satisfy us. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. You see what are the things that will disturb the righteousness that God had planned for us to have them in our life. Righteousness is to do the right things, to live in the right way. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Now here, not to be yoked with the non-believers, friends, going out with the friends, spending time with the friends, spending time with the programs of YouTubes and Facebooks. You are yoking yourself with non-believers. What righteousness have to do with the unrighteousness? Because when you spend time with wrong people, and when you spend time and fellowship with TVs and YouTubes and other programs, and also when you spend time on the Facebook noticing all the nonsense posting, that will corrupt the righteousness that God had ordained for you to have. And also, we move from light to darkness, not only by these things, but when we go and marrying people who does not know God, getting a partner who has no relationship with God. That's what you say here. Don't be yoked together with non-believers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? When we be willing to have friends and gossips and partying with them and with the worldly people, we are the light, but we'll find ourselves into the darkness. They will have an influence. They will pull you step by step out from the righteous life, and you will find yourself hunger and unsatisfied, discontent, because you are away from God. Friends, YouTubes, Facebooks, parties, will take you away from God. They will impart to you wrong plans, wrong thoughts, deceive you, get a friend, he looks good and nice, but he does not know God. He will move you away from God. Be careful. You will not be filled with the good things of God if you will not heed to the instruction of the Scriptures. James chapter 5, verse 16. James chapter 5, verse 16. Say, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. He say, confess your fault. This here, no. The importance of confessing our fault to another for counseling and for getting advices. The best people that will give you advice is the church leaders who had dedicated their life to serve God. That's the time that you need to confess your faults and mistakes and sin, so they will give you advice and they will pray for you. What you say here, that this advice will give you healing, not only physical healing, spiritual healing, solution for your troubles. And he say here, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. God listen to the prayer of the righteous man, and God also reward the righteous man by answering his prayers. That's how to be hunger and thirst for righteousness. We are called to minister to people who need the word of God. In Matthew chapter 3, and verse 15, when Jesus came to be baptized by John, and John deferred him, he does not want to baptize him. And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Water baptism is one of the ordinances of God that every believer need to pass through after repentance. It is the righteousness of God to get baptized with water. And not only water baptism, but all the commands, all the scriptures, the instruction of God's word, God wants us to fulfill them. And Jesus say in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 20, he say, for I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. The righteousness that Jesus here spoke here, yes, we are righteous by his blood. That's the only way for us to be saved. And after salvation, we need to go to be at the level of what the scripture expects from us, at what God expects from us in obeying the scripture. That is the righteousness that God would expect. that we are called to fulfill the scriptures. And when we do such things, we are earning our way. We are confirming that our salvation as we obey God. Again, salvation not by our own work, but after we are saved, we are creating the Christ to do the good work that He prepared in advance for us. That's why we need to fulfill the scriptures, to fulfill what Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceed that of the scribe and Pharisee, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 14. How we go on life, how we persevere in this life. That's why we read the scriptures. We learn from the scripture how to live the righteous life. Ephesians 6:14 say, putting on the full armor of God. In verse 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Part of the full armor of God is the breastplate of righteousness. When we do the right things, this right thing that we do according to the will of God, according to the scripture, that will protect our life, and that will also enable us to go forward victoriously in life. Listen to this. Sometimes God tells you to do these things now, and you say, what for? After 1 month, you want something, but you can't get it because you have not done what God has told you 1 month ago. Have you understand here? When God tells you to do this now, and you do it, after 1 month, when you are on the crossroad and you are about to get some blessing, you are eligible for it because you have done your part. But if you have not done, you have to go back and obey what God wants you to do. Then you come back and take your blessings. That's why very important hitting the scriptures. Very important being in church service, listening to the word of God. The Bible study, the voice of the Holy Spirit, your daily Bible reading is very important, because God will speak, will confirm, will direct, will help, will lead you to do what is right. In the book of John, chapter 16. The scripture guides us to do what is right. Also, the Holy Spirit will convict us of the righteous things that we need to do. John chapter 16, verse 8. John 16, verse 8. And when He comes, about the Holy Spirit, He will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. When the Holy Spirit will come, He will convict the people of their sin. He will also tell them what the right thing that they need to do. And He will speak about judgment. So, the Holy Spirit will tell us what we need to do. And we need to be filled with the fruit of righteousness. They are fruits that God wants us to have. These fruits will come into our life when we do the things that God wants us to do. In the book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 11. Philippians chapter 1 verse 11. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and the praise of fruits, things that we need to do. We need to be filled with these things. That's why we need to be very careful to the voice of the Holy Spirit. We need to be very careful to what the Scripture is telling to us, so that we will not miss what God wants us. So we will be filled with the fruit of righteousness. Hebrews chapter 12, how God imparts to us righteousness, the way God to do it, by the Word of God, by the Holy Spirit. And how about when we are hard-headed and we don't want to listen? Philippians chapter, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 11. Hebrews 12 verse 11, how we are guided to do the righteous things. Say, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. God discipline. When God discipline us, it is painful, but it is justified. Later on, many people, they resent about the painful things that God would allow in their life. But this is the way that God will yield in our life the fruit of righteousness. And we need to exercise. Trials, troubles, problems, obstacles are God's discipline for His people. The purpose of this discipline is to bring the fruit of the righteousness that God wants to appear in our life. So here, if you are in trials and if you are in problem or you are in difficulties, remember that God had allowed it so that you will be chastened. You will be changed, so you receive the fruit of righteousness. God has no respect to anybody. Whatever nation, whatever kind of people, God will see they are doing the righteous things, they are accepted by the Lord. And that's why we need to preach the gospel. Part of the righteousness is to impart the gospel to the sinners, to those whom God is leading us. Acts chapter 10, verse 35. But to say, but in every nation he that fear him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. When God wants to do the right things, we are accepted by Him. Whatever nation or background, those who are willing to follow God and to do the right things that He wants them to do, they will be accepted by Him. In verse 31, but in every nation, he that fear him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Verse 36, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of all. That word I say, you know, which was published through all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witness of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in the Jerusalem, whom they slew and hung on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not not to all the people, but unto witnesses, choosing before God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. Jesus will come and he will judge. And we are called to go and preach the gospel and warn the people about the things that God wants us to tell them. In the book of Acts chapter 24, Acts chapter 24, when Paul stood in front of Felix the governor, Paul was accused, he was put in jail. Felix kept him in jail waiting for him to give him a bribe. But Paul refused to give. But let's read one time when Felix called him. Let's read verse 25. When he was preaching to Felix and to his wife Drusilla. Let's read verse 24-25. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go the way for this time, when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." When Paul starts to speak about righteousness and about temperance, self-control, and about the judgment of God, Felix trembled. Why he trembled? The historians speak that the wife of Felix, Drusilla, she was the wife of another man. She was married. And Felix pulled her from her husband and took her and married her because she was a very beautiful lady. But when Paul stood in front of him, most likely he touched that area of Felix's life that caused him, that was in sin. And what was the effect? He was trembling when he started to hear the preaching of Paul about righteousness. And that is the thing, the very thing that we need to preach. We may not know the people, but the Holy Spirit will tell us what to say. And all the scriptures, we are trained by the scriptures to speak the word of God. That is the righteousness that God wants to see and that God wants us to preach. In the book of 2 Timothy, speaking about the word of God, say, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable to doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. When we pray, when we ask God to lead us, when God leads us, give us the scriptures, God knows what he wants us to say and to speak. He is combating sin through what we preach. And what you see here, the scriptures are all inspired of God. And it is good for, it is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for rebuking, and for training and instruction of righteousness. God's willing, we'll continue speaking about the righteousness, how to be filled and hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God, so we'll be filled and we'll be satisfied. Let's all stand. Commit yourself to the Lord. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word that you send to us today to cleanse us from our sin, to give us hope that we can still come to you as we renounce our own ways, our sin, our anger, our filthy mind, our wrong thoughts, our wrong decisions, our self-righteousness, our own plan. And we can come to you in the name of Jesus to purify us from all unrighteousness. Oh God, there is no one like you, Lord, that you will heal us. You will touch the areas that need to be touched and cleansed. In the name of Jesus, come to the Lord, confess your sin, commit your life to Him. Lord, I am willing to go and preach your word, to tell others about you, to speak about your righteousness, about temperance, about your judgment. Holy Spirit, go before us and convict the people of sin and righteousness and judgment in the name of Jesus. Lord, we trust that you will come and you will judge the whole universe by your word, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Commit yourself to the Lord. Let him touch the area that in your life that you have not yet surrendered. Thank you, God. Change my life, Lord, as I surrender my life fully to you, Lord. I want to give up my own plan and trust on your plan and your will. For you come to him.
Suffering children are safe in your heart. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart.
Once again, O Lord, as we come to you, Lord, receive us and guide us with your love and your mercy, O God. Thank you for your word that we receive today. We pray that you'll work within us with the Holy Spirit, that we will produce the fruit of righteousness that you want to see in our life in every day till you come and take us with you to eternity. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Take this message that we bring fruit, not only here, but to the other places when it reaches. Commit your people and convert them to do the rightest things that you want them to do. Bless us, Lord. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Rock up.